This is CliffCentral.com.
Tito Mboweni, that was Casper Nyovest. One of my favorite songs. I like that Tito Mboweni thing because it reminds me of, remember when Tito's name was on all the money?
Yeah.
Like that was Tito's money.
It was, you know? Yeah.
And I played that for a reason.
We all
played.
Because we're firing Casper. Shots. Pow, pow, pow.
I played Casper because of what you said was going on.
But let's first introduce ourselves to you.
Hey, by the way, it's the weekly mashup. Mm-hmm. It's your boy, T-Money.
T-Money, T-Mash, the shmoney.
I'm with my goth.
It is not even goth. It's One Rock t-shirt. I mean, really.
I mean, you have quite a number of goth. Like, she's very goth today. But anyway, Candice Mama, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you guys doing? By now, you guys know, Tamisha, really, like, we need to practice our intros. Because sometimes he gives me the best introductions. And then when people I meet from Tinder or something, like, listen to the show, they're like, oh my gosh, she's epic. And then sometimes he just gives me the most rotten introduction.
You know what? I just want to give you an intro so that the guys on Tinder don't believe there's anything going on so that they still know there's a chance.
Oh, okay. So when you flatter me too much, they're like, oh, he wants her.
He's got her.
He's got her.
If he wants her, he's got her. Because they know how it is. It's like that. If he wants her, it's over for us. He's got her. You know what I mean?
He's team ass. Yeah. He's
team money. It's like, what are we going to do, guys? It's over. So I don't want, you know what, guys?
Okay,
you still have a chance. You still have a chance.
Well, thank you for looking out.
Welcome to the show. And welcome to you, Candy.
Oh, welcome to you, T. I love this. This is my favorite day of the week.
It
when
is
we get
good
to connect with all our amazing people.
Yeah, man. It's a lot to talk about, though, this week.
There's so much. Oh, my goodness.
Hey?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What's going on with this moral degeneration
of our society? How sad.
And it's funny because we're saying that now because we're on the other side.
I'm so morally upright.
You right now.
I don't judge, but I'm judging.
At a different time,
it would be me.
Well, you know, actually, we're talking about me, but this time we're not. We're not talking about me. We're talking about other people.
Yeah, it's so nice to sit on your throne and throw stones sometimes.
So good. Just from this side.
And know that no one's gonna tweet you and be like, "Remember
week?" This side of the controversy is like, "Yeah, but what did you? I know what you did last week."
Oh, you really want to be judging?
Yeah, you know, I'm judging today.
Yes. So give us a moment, people.
Yeah.
This is the judging show.
I just can't believe what's happened with Kevin Hart, though.
No, okay, T.
Like, I didn't believe it
actually,
was true.
This week made me lose all hope in men. Like, I was so devastated.
Are we back to men are trash again?
Men are trash. Like,
just because
men are trash.
Because Kevin does one thing, and all men.
Well, Kevin and AKA.
Like, they represented us all. Oh my lord.
You know
what was I thinking?
If for me, Kevin Hart is like, he's so sweet though.
He's like, he was
he was like my Barack Obama.
Yeah,
like, he's so sweet.
Because he was like super successful for a long time.
And he was super nice.
He was like,
he's lovable.
I was watching a Kevin Hart with The Rock kind of video where they were impersonating each other, right? And they were doing that so well. But there was no animosity behind it.
He looks like a genuine good dude.
You know what I mean? But you could laugh along. Like, you could literally have a belly laugh, you know, while he's making fun of The Rock, but without being mean.
The thing is, like, Kevin Hart was the only short man I would have ever dated. Now, like,
he's
all short men are
I
like...
I would have not said a bad word against if you're dating. I would have been like, he's so...
He was safe.
Handsome.
In a very funny little
dark.
Way.
There's a word missing, but I don't know what it is.
No, he's not tall, dark, and handsome. He's short, dark, and handsome.
Short, dark, and handsome. I wouldn't even say short. I would have said just...
He's of a particular stature.
Yeah. He is of a limited stature.
Getting back to their situations.
So what's up?
What actually happened?
Because I'm not really sure.
Okay. So the Kevin Hart one. Let's start with Kevin Hart before we bring it back home.
You know
to show that they cheat around the world, woman. They cheat around the damn globe.
But it's better. You know what? It's better to have a dog than to have a pig. Because every man is either a dog or a pig. At least you can train a dog.
I love how you always say that. But a pig is a pig. Okay, T.
Anyway, go ahead.
So what happened with Kevin Hart? So basically, Kevin Hart denied. He was accused of cheating a few months back, and he denied it. He was like, you know, I've never cheated. You know, I love my wife. People are just making stuff up. Then he was accused of cheating 2 weeks back, and he kind of went silent. And basically, what happened with Kevin is this woman apparently, allegedly, said to him, I'm going to release videos because there are videos of us actually getting our groove on. And Kevin was like, And then Kevin, this is where it gets so interesting. I couldn't help but laugh at this. He releases an Instagram video apologizing to his wife. I'm sorry. I caught myself in a bad situation at a bad time in a bad club. I'm like, dude, no woman is going to be like,
fans.
Oh. He apologized to his fans because he's trying to do better, but he's not perfect. He's no saint.
I thought that was
All men.
I thought that was very strong. I was like,
whatever, nigga.
You know what?
He did it because he didn't want to pay the money.
Yeah, but you know what? At the end of the day, I was like, you know what, Kevin? You are braver than I. I would never would I have gone and apologized. I was after they caught me red-handed. Maybe.
You still
but
deny
not before.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
That's not really me. If you notice, my butt cheek, my left butt cheek is not really that dark.
No, but the footage is kind of clearish. You can see it's him. It's a little fuzzy, but I mean, you can see it's Kevin Hart. And
you've seen it?
Yeah.
What is it?
I'm
full
a woman.
On? Is it full?
No,
on?
No,
is
no.
Happening?
So you just see him like this woman sitting on his lap and in the car, like or something like that. So you can see them from the back, but then you can also see his profile, and you can see like a face, like him, like turning his cheek to her. But you can see like you don't see them getting it on. You just see like them being intimate.
Oh, they were just talking. Really cool. Because maybe she has a hearing problem, so she had to sit on his lap. Because they were talking like serious
this
business.
Is men's logic, woman.
No, so, you never know. Because you see, sometimes...
No. He already admitted it. Thank God.
I don't know if he like... I think what he admitted to was he was admitting that, you know, there
could
might
be... Could you stop defending the man?
You might have seen a video that looked like he was doing something, but just in case you thought it was that, he was sorry for that. He was sorry for that.
Well, you know the lawyer that represented Black China against the Rob Kardashian thing?
Oh,
is
I
now
represented.
Her name is Gloria Aldridge. And Gloria Aldridge is the woman... like, you know like how Black... athletes always need Johnny Cochran if they're going anywhere suburban and white.
Yeah.
Women need Gloria Aldridge if they're trying to extort a man for money.
Oh, but is that who the
she is incredible.
Hang on, who's Gloria representing? Kevin?
Gloria,
or?
No, she's representing the woman. She only really represents the woman. So Kevin's about to pay. So he just confessed for no damn reason. He's gonna pay.
But wait, what will he pay for? Because he's already confessed. The video's out.
Okay, because a defamation of character. He accused the woman of releasing the video, and she suffered emotional distress.
Wait, she did not release the video.
She said she didn't. So she said she's going to take a lie detector.
But wait. She was threatening to release it.
She said
she
did not.
But she didn't release. But she threatened.
She said she did not threaten him.
Yeah.
So it's the web. The web keeps on. It's like the gift that keeps on giving.
Okay, wait. So she threatens to release it.
Apparently,
he goes and apologizes.
She didn't threaten.
And then she releases it and then says she didn't do it anyway.
Yes. So she says she's going to take a lie detector, and she believes the court is going to find her innocent, and then Kevin Hart is going to pay.
So either way, she just wanted money. Let's just be honest. She was either going to release the thing.
Either way, she was getting paid.
Or yeah. So now she's like, Kevin, I slept with you. You had some of this, and you deserve to pay me for that.
I need to ask you a question as a man. I need you to be the spokesperson for all men.
Yeah.
Why would...
Sorry, guys. If I misrepresent you.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You should never have asked me to be the spokesperson. I never asked for this.
Why do men, especially men of a particular stature or place
short
in society...
Men?
No. Like, of a particular... like, they've achieved a certain level of success,
money.
Let's say.
Yeah.
No, because all men... like, all men cheat. Listen to me being jaded and stuff. No, all men have the potential to cheat, but... Mm-hmm. Why would a man be willing to throw it all away, knowing that there are eyes on him all the time? There's paparazzi. There are people that are always trying to like dethrone him. Why would he still risk it all to
Here's
have like one night stand?
Here's the thing. I think you need to understand two things. One, biology. Mm-hmm. Men generally have
no self-control.
Have to get past temptation every day of, you know, look at that woman. Mm. Can I just speak frankly?
Frankly.
I don't want to be accused of being sexist.
Do it.
But you look at a woman, and we are
visual.
We are biologically wired to look at a woman and go, wow, look at that ass. I'm sorry, guys. Every day I'm like,
I feel safe because I don't have a booty, so it's all good.
Right? But the difference is, I'm going, stop it. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
All right. What happens is now, when you are successful,
there's more booty that come in your way.
You are just the one going, no, stop. But now, when you're successful,
it
the booty is coming to you. And you are ducking. You are blocking. You are expending energy.
And then there's that one.
To not like. And then one day, you're just tired. It was being a late night. You were at a club. Okay? And you are a little bit drunk.
Yeah.
And there's that one who gets through all your defenses. And boom, before you know it, there's a sex tape and you owe somebody money.
Well, yeah. Because I don't get it. Like, I mean.
So I think when you're super successful, the more successful you get, the more time you should just be at home. Like, night times are the worst times. During the day, Apple has got the most amazing thing. If you got an iPhone and your wife's got an iPhone, have one account so that your phone is her phone, wherever you are.
Ooh, no.
So that everyone knows what's happening. So that even your side people No, that should they call, it will come up on her screen as well. I'm telling you.
Oh my gosh.
There's no other way to do it, guys.
That is such a problem. But that brings me back to, like, it's so sad to me that someone was saying to me, I was speaking to male friends of mine, and they said a lot of women, when a man has money or success and power, they're willing to just, like, you know, give it all up. Like, he's like, woman who would have never slept with you on a first date. All of a sudden, like, he got money, he got power. I'm gonna bank on this. Look, I don't think all women, because most, I'm not one of those women.
Most. But even to a certain extent. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
If Jay-Z walked into the studio right now and made a beeline just for you, didn't even greet me and Ash, just came up to you and said, hey, Candy, how you doing? Listen, I've heard you on the radio and I think you're amazing. And you're so much more beautiful in person than you sound. What are you doing after the show? Can we go out for coffee, lunch, a drink, anything?
It's Jay-Z. Of course I'll go for coffee.
All right. Now, because he's Jay-Z, right? He's got the money. Now, a
not
guy,
the money. He's Jay-Z.
Okay. A guy who looks like Jay-Z. He is Jay-Z. He speaks like Jay-Z. He sounds like Jay-Z. Okay.
But he's not Jay-Z.
But he came here, like, he caught a taxi and then he had to walk down from Rivonia all the way to Vessels. And he walked up here and he's a little bit sweaty.
Oh my God.
And his shoes
are
a little bit
dirty
because he's only got one of two pairs.
You are killing me.
And he said the same thing. Would you still go out with him to the Sandwich Baron for a coffee?
You're an asshole. I feel like that's so unfair.
Now that we've established.
I get it. But I think it's how much moral integrity we're willing to, like, risk.
Exactly.
I still wouldn't sleep. Even with a real Jay-Z, I would not sleep
but
with him.
But you give him a chance.
No.
You just give him a chance to at least put
in
a proposal.
I'd hang out with him because I'd be like, holy shit. Like, this is Jay-Z.
What, you think Jay-Z just wants to hang out with you because you're such an amazing radio host?
I am actually a very amazing person. So I think anyone wants to hang out with me. I kid, but okay. No, not really.
Yeah, I'm sure you're a very amazing person. But trust me, Jay-Z would want to tap that. Sooner or later, your defenses will crumble because he's Jay-Z. You just said so because he's Jay-Z. Now, here's the thing, right? Yes. Here's the thing. And this is what saddens me.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kevin, right, cheated on his first wife with this particular woman.
Yes.
And then they got together and said, you know what, let's just make it official.
Yeah. And
let's
they got married.
And they got married.
She's pregnant.
Okay? So they kind of fixed what's the mess, right? And you know, what do people say? If he did it to her girl, he's going to do it to you.
I was
expecting that, you know, some guys would change that. They would just, like, stop and be like, that was a one-time deal.
Doing it with
and
you,
she was the real love of my life.
They say if he's doing it to you, he's going to do it to you.
Yeah. And he went ahead and did it.
And that's the problem. And she's pregnant right now. She's very fully pregnant. And I think that's where, for me, it was like, shit. But you know, it's funny. His ex-wife came out.
And
she was like, yeah, no, I've been a part of his stand-up comedy. So it's about time other people taste.
Like, oh, my God.
Because, I mean, she said she met Kevin when he was selling sneakers, like in a store. And he became successful and he kind of let the fame get to his head. And all of a sudden, she was getting cheated on all the time.
Well, let's just be honest. What happened was Kevin was selling sneakers and this chick came in and he was like, this is the one, please. And then he got money. And then he saw that he had options. And he was like, actually,
No, look.
I was a little bit hasty about that, Lord.
No, look.
Can we change it?
We can say, okay, you know, the success got to his head with the first one, but now he's doing it again, which means it's an established pattern. He's a cheat. He cheats.
I hope he can get up because I really like Kevin Hart.
I think Kevin, but he's got
a role to play in the moral development of society.
Oh, God.
I think he's doing a lot of great things. I hope he can find a way to make
Why
this
Why do comedians
this right.
do this, though? Like, I'm just like, give us a good laugh. Stop,
Except
stop
for
doing
Trevor
this.
Noah.
Oh, gosh. I hope Trevor stays out of it. Eh? Like, we can't
he won
have
an Emmy.
He did,
and
congratulations
he's just doing some amazing things right now.
Yeah.
And I just hope he keeps on.
But then there's Bill Cosby, so I mean, hello.
God. Let's not even talk about Bill Cosby, please.
Let's move to AKA.
Yeah. And you know, here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. Same situation with AKA.
Don't forget to pray. Yeah,
please. You know what I mean?
Don't you
right
know
now,
that God is on the way?
And then, like, he was cheating with Bonang on Zintle, right?
Yes. So he cheats with, yes. And then Zintle retweeted it. Oh, I actually got that from Zintle. So there's the article about AKA cheating on Bonang.
Yeah.
She retweets the article and she says, don't forget to pray. Don't you know that God is on the way? And then she's got the nail polish hands. I know, right? Pity. But I loved it. I was like, shit.
Shots fired.
I know. I'm sure she's been waiting.
Yeah, she has.
She's been waiting.
She's like, chick, I told you it was going to happen to you. Yeah, nakuwe.
Nakuwe,
as they say in Khoisan. You know what I'm saying?
It's sad because...
But
okay,
I saw the article
denying.
And there was nothing there. There was really nothing. Like, what? She's a video vixen.
Okay, but I
and
found...
And she's an Instagram
okay, T, can I tell you
socialite?
Something?
Socialite? What? So
no.
what?
I found that usually when there's a rumor that a man's cheating, usually he's cheating. Like, I have to tell you, firstly, woman's intuition is too dope. So Bonang knew AKA was cheating. Second, secondly, I think, like, usually where there's a smoke, there's a fire. Like, especially with men. Because, I mean, AKA, why would you be hanging, being, putting yourself in a questionable situation?
Not only was there a rumor, I was in the same city press, I think, one of those newspapers.
Yes.
About, I was said to be cheating.
Yeah. Okay. Were you?
Let me tell you with who. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Noam Zamo and Jessica at the same time. All right.
Okay. It was slow news though.
Now, do you believe it?
I think they're both a little too pretty to be like, oh, both really? Being. No. Not
get with me.
No, not like that. I think one or the other. I don't feel like they'd be competing with each other, you know, to stab you.
Really?
Oh, so
I'm really not. I'm really not capable. Oh, okay. Thanks.
No, so not even Bill Clinton is worth
that. That is not even true. Okay. So what happened to the smoke and the fire? It just depends who it is. My heart.
Okay, I'm sorry, because you have been at the tabloids quite a bit, so okay. I don't know.
No, but what really saddens me is not that it's not true, it's that you don't believe that it's possible.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
Like, that I really
don't,
hurts.
No, but in fairness, I don't believe that's possible for most men. So it's not just you.
But there's like a 1%.
No, there's like a 1%.
I'm not like, even in that 1%.
No. But that 1% is like...
Okay, it's not true. It's really not true.
It's not true.
No matter how much I like it to be true, it never happened. It never, ever,
I wasn't firing shots. Pow, pow.
So you see, sometimes smoke is just smoke.
No, but I, in my soul, I feel like it's true.
In your soul.
And I'm a woman.
Yeah, that's, I've been with a lot of women who are like, in my soul, I feel that it's true. I feel like the way you looked at her, you know, and the way you guys were laughing at those awards, there must have been something really going on in my soul, because my soul never lies.
We women, intuition is our friend. Okay, but you know what actually saddens me? Away from the AKA situation, like within it, but a little bit away from him, like a cheating. Mm. It's the woman he's rumored to be cheating with, right? So bless her heart, her name is Nicole, very beautiful woman. But this is where it gets me. Nicole has gotten her followers on Instagram from practically being naked. Like, all her pictures, you know, she's very revealing. She's very oversharing with her body. She's very voluptuous. Liberal. You know what? You can be voluptuous without being like showing everything to everyone.
Yeah.
And that's what bothers me a little bit, because I think Nicole is the embodiment of what our society is becoming for young women.
Okay.
And that kills me. It kills me that women
feel
like they
well.
Need to
In
be
fact,
naked.
Sometimes I feel a little bit violated by social media, especially like Insta, right?
Yeah.
If you ever go into the search section, you just press that.
Oh, yes.
And then you see all these pictures. Like, every single time there is somebody half-dressed, right?
Oh, of course.
And I'm like, but... like, that's not what I was going to do. And as a man, you just go,
let me just see.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah. But
before you know, you're like, I did it again. I didn't want to. But why? Why did it have to come my way? I'm trying to be good.
But that's the problem, because that's what I found. So with me trying to establish a brand online and, you know, obviously in this industry.
You get a lot more followers if you show
you
a little bit more ass.
You get more followers when you show ass, but you also get more likes and you get more comments and you get more engagement. Mm. And you know how hard it is to live in a society where you know that all your peers are doing one thing to get this thing. And you're like, I'm taking the long way. I'm like climbing Kilimanjaro, man.
No. But
y'all are running the...
It's the right way to do it.
No, of course. No. I wouldn't trade it in for the world.
Because you've taken the long way around the mountain. You didn't go straight up the mountain.
Yes.
But chances are you're going to stay at the top.
Yes.
Once you're at the top, you will stay. Because a lot of people go all the way up very quickly by showing all types of body parts.
Yes.
And then we just forget about them. It's like, that was
because,
your year.
No, but also because we get tired of it, right? Because we've seen it all, so great.
It's like, okay, I've seen everything. So I'm moving on to the next person that I want to see everything. So doing it slow is doing it right. Yeah. And in fact, it's also teaching you how to persevere.
Oh,
how to be tenacious, how to actually get the mix right with what
100%.
You're putting up. What are you trying to say?
And building your character and your content.
You know what I'm saying?
It,
and also, what are you trying to say at the end of the day, right? Because with the consistency, we're also like, you know what? She's been doing this for a couple of years now. She's been making some sense. She's been saying things that when I am down, I can be sure that if I see her post on any particular day, it will help me.
Yeah.
So actually, I'm going to stick around with this chick and I'm going to keep going onto her site, onto her blog, onto her social media page, just to feel uplifted again.
Yes.
And quite frankly, I can do it. Even in church, I can do it with my family around. I can just do it without having that thing of,
guilt.
Now I've really got to erase this because it's so inappropriate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you never know on any particular day what you're going to be exposed to, right?
Oh, Lord.
And that's the thing. Like, I feel like a lot of women think that, or at least young women that I've, and I'm not trying to generalize here, but there's a lot of young women who feel like there is a fast forward button, right? There's a,
there is a fast forward button.
Yes, if I get naked, this is how I'm going to be received, and this is how people are going to be drawn to me, because we live in an over-sexualized society. And it's not because like I've chosen the moral way to live or whatever, and I'm high and mighty. I mean, I make my mistakes. I'm not perfect. I'm like completely flawed. But you, we also get tempted. Like, it's not like when you're moral, like society stops tempting you.
She has got some ho-ish tendencies. I don't know. Maybe that's what she's trying to say. Just in case you, we pick it up ho-ish in a story.
I date a lot. I don't sleep around a lot, okay, people? Excuse you. But my ho-ish tendencies aside, which I'm sure it can be deciphered that way sometimes.
But, you know, somebody's wife is like, that Candace. That some, I'm telling you right now.
Probably.
There's somebody in Ramsey who's like that. You know, I saw her at the Pick and Pay. And she was talking to my man. In fact, she wasn't even talking to me. I saw her eyes.
No, the way
she was smiling at him. Oh, my gosh.
No, don't even joke. I left my gym. I used to train at a particular Virgin Active. And the woman there got so intimidated by the fact that, because I'm a friendly person, but I'm friendly with everyone. I'm friendly with women. I'm friendly with men. I don't focus my attention. And they got so incredibly intimidated. They started becoming bitchy. They'd stand at the car. They'd like, you know, they wouldn't let me get in. It was just so, it was like bullying. They would like bully me. And I mean, I can stand up for myself, but I'm like, do I want the stress every day to be like telling people where to get off? Anyway, that aside, so I was tempted very recently when I went to Cape Town.
Okay. We all have temptations.
And this is a good temptation because, you know, our industry, like the money doesn't always flood in, right?
Was it a rapper? Or a politician?
A soccer player. No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
They're
I'm a soccer
Achilles
player,
like
magnet. No. So, so I was on a flight, and the lady that that sat next to me, she she was very funny. So she's like, "Do you model?" I'm like, "You know, we're cracking jokes." I'm like, "Oh, sometimes, you know, it depends." And then she's like, "I own a promotional agency. I'd like you to come and, you know, work with me."
Not again. I'm not trying to sell Valpre or Red Bull.
But you know what? I was like, you know what? It depends on the money, because she was hyping it up. So I was like, you know what? Shit. If I've got to sell Valpre and I get a good paycheck, I'll do it. Like, I love money, yo. So I was like, good. Then she, like, as the conversation goes on, she's like, "Do you dance?" I'm like, "I'm a terrible dancer. I dance all the time. I'm just terrible at it."
But, you know, you wouldn't win any awards.
No. And then she's like, "Oh, because I've got some girls that also dance for me, and they're just exotic dancers." So I'm like, "Exotic dancers?" I'm like, in my head, that's a stripper.
I'm intrigued.
So then I say to her, "That sounds like a stripper." She's like, "That's because it is a stripper."
Get out the bag.
You're right.
Say what?
And then she's like, "I really want you to be one of my girls. I think you'd make a killing." And I was like, "Oh, why?" She's like, "No, because, you know, you're so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. You're so different. People are going to always be intrigued by you. And you're very smart. And a lot of men that come to a strip club actually want conversation." I was like, "Huh?
No, that's a new one on me. Yes, don't talk. Dance. No. I don't want to know. The root square of pi. Just dance."
And she was like, "All you have to do is wiggle your toe. Like, I will teach you what to do. You just..." And I was like, "No, I'm not really interested like that." She added me on Facebook, and she gave me a business card and whatever. And she was like, "It makes a good killing." Then she showed me this one girl, and she's like, "Look, this girl makes so much money that she's... Look at the car she drives. Look at... She bought herself boobs. She got herself an apartment. You know, do it." Then she said, "Do it for like 3 months. If the money's not good and you don't like what you're doing, then you can always leave." And it sounds tempting, right? Because that's how Rumpelstiltskin tempted that family. They're like, "You know, all you have to do is remember my name." Sounds all good, right? Yeah. Because you're like, "Oh..."
Even I'm a little bit tempted.
Right? Yeah. Right?
I just know, like, I was like, I don't know how long I'd be able to keep it
and
up.
And then she's like, "You'll meet politicians and celebrities and whatever." And I'm like, "I don't want to meet these people." Like,
what happens if you meet your future husband and you've blown it? Because you came with his friends.
No. Even if you don't blow it, then you become like, "I turned the hoe into a housewife." You know what I'm saying? And she's like, "No one will ever have to know. You can keep it secret." And I'm like, "People will always find out, number
people
one.
Always know. Right? It'll be all over the internet."
Oh my gosh, the girl that forgave Eugene is because she's mentally unstable.
We knew it all along.
No, so I mean, like, that kind of temptation. I don't want to pretend like I'm high and mighty.
How much was she offering?
She offered me a lot of money. So she said she could give me $50,000 just right as away. a base.
Just like to get started.
Just
call me back.
Just it's like, you know, just the basic. And I met the boss she had been dancing for years. And she was like, you know, just we'll see. But let's see how it goes. And And I was like, there's always, nothing in life is free. Like, and I wasn't willing to dance.
How are we gonna make it work with your speaking engagement?
Right.
Like, next time you're in Stellenbosch talking to a group of very educated people.
And I'm sitting with a Harvard professor, and he happened to be at the grand the night before.
Because sometimes Harvard professors
And he's looking at me like,
she can speak and dance. Do that thing again.
Multi-talented. Yeah. Make that booty bop. Yeah. No, and it's so crazy because you get tempted with all these offers. And even this past weekend, I was offered a job by someone, and they're like, you know, firstly, this is where men mess me up, like mentally, because I'm like, but why would you want to hire a woman that you like, you just want to sleep with?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, this is a very long-term investment for some booty for the day. So this guy was like, oh my gosh, he just met me. He just saw how I was dressed, and he was obviously hitting on us, and he bought us all drinks and whatever, and it was great. And then he's like, you're going to come work for me? I'm like, I'm not going to do that. Thank you. And he's like, how much are they paying you? I'll double it. I'm like, firstly, you don't even know my qualifications.
Yeah,
You don't even know if I'm like literate.
You know what I mean?
Like, can I even type?
Yeah, you know? Can I even use Windows?
Yes, and he offered me a good like salary, and he's like, all you have to do, send the CV. He actually got me in touch with, like, he was partying with his
CFO. I'm going
to
give you a bit of advice, and for all the ladies out there, if a man does that again, get him to send it to you in writing. Say, no problem, send it to me in writing.
But see, can I tell you?
Then men will stop doing that craziness.
But even if, right? So, like, this is what I was thinking. So, I even said this to him. I was like, oh, that's great. So, you want me to come work for you? And what are the, because I'm going to be your PA, your personal assistant.
Oh, you want
to be. I'm like, so you want me to travel with you? You want me to stay in the same hotel as you? You want me to, like, I'm like, I know this. You are paying me to be your, like, concubine.
Yes. Your side chick.
Because
that has a job
don't care
title.
If I can use a cell phone, or if I can call people, or if I can make bookings.
Yeah.
You just want me,
like,
there.
You could be really bad at this.
Right.
He's like,
I don't care.
Yeah, she's pretty bad at this.
He's like, you talk too damn much.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I'm just saying, I tell you guys all these stories to say that it's not like all of us don't get tempted.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, do you fall into that temptation? Because there's always an easier way out, right?
Yeah.
There's always a thing like, if I do this just this once, then it will be great.
No one will know.
And you will know, because it's your conscience that eats you.
For the rest of your life.
And, but yeah.
On that note, I'm going to switch it up.
Okay.
We're about to talk to someone who is highly talented and does not need to take her clothes off.
Oh,
ever.
Right.
Here we go.
Go.
Being 19, just a little bird falling out of its cage. I never liked the figure, just doesn't seem like it is an age. I've become useless, making just a choice with my brain. But I gotta be 19, cause I've been breathing that time away. I gotta be one night, wish I could skip it, rewind. Gotta be one night, wish I could skip. Chasing paper planes, not caffeine thrills, trying to catch a dream, living off all that gasoline. Oh, chasing paper planes, not caffeine thrills, trying to catch a dream, living off all that. But coming of age, who you gonna be, what you gonna do, are you ready for change? I'm a black canvas looking for color to arrange. Awaken from this daydream, it's selling out to mainstream, a life on display. I gotta be one night, wish I could skip it, rewind. Gotta be one night, wish I could skip it, rewind. Chasing paper planes, not caffeine thrills, trying to catch a dream, giving off all that gasoline. Oh, chasing paper planes, not caffeine thrills, trying to catch a dream, giving off all that gasoline. Stop believing. Break the clouds and don't look down. Leave the doubt and wear your crown. Don't stop dreaming. Never stop believing. Break the clouds and don't look down. Leave the doubt and wear your crown.
19, and that was that, oh my gosh, and that was by Ashlyn Gray. Hey Ash,
what is up everybody?
Oh my goodness, we are so excited to have you in studio because you are young, you are beautiful, you are in the music industry, and you just heard our conversation.
Actually, no, wait yes. Before you say anything, yes. I just think you're super talented. I love right? The first time I heard that song, I was like, you're kidding me, like this person
is local
here, right? And she's gonna like come talk to us. Nah, can't be. But you know what? I'm really glad you're here because, you know, when you're dominating the world, we can say we had you.
We had her on our
on
show.
The Weekly Mashup first. Yep. So
actually,
welcome.
When that happens, I'll say, you know what really got me going is that one time on Cliff Central.
Oh
yeah?
With my friends.
Oh. We're going to get a shout out, T.
I can't wait. But welcome to the studio. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're doing amazing things, man. What is your take? Has anyone... You know, I mean, you're super talented. You don't need anyone.
And you're very beautiful.
You don't need to sell your body to get anywhere that you need to go. But have people offered?
I mean, obviously, it happens. It happens all the time. And not to say that it's, like we were saying, because of how you look. It's literally just because you're a female sometimes.
Do look great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. With blue lipstick and all today.
I love it.
Galaxy,
we're in the same goth life.
Yes. But it happens. And I think the biggest thing is that you got to know your worth at the end of the day, because that's what keeps you going.
Yeah.
But it's tough in this industry that you're in, because sometimes what they're dangling is really about your career. Like, just do this one thing and I'm going to put you out there and you're going to be a superstar.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, just the one time, so and so did it. I know internationally, so and so did it. Look where they are.
But I mean, you got to live with that guilt. We were saying that just now. Yeah. And there was even a girl, her name is Jessie Reyes, and she's becoming quite big in the States. And she wrote a song called Gatekeeper. And it was about how she honestly had the sweetest intentions about going to the guy's house with another girl. So there was a group of them. Yeah. And she thought, you know, she could play her music to them. He said she was really talented. And then all of a sudden he started like pulling a few moves in the car. Yeah. And she was like, actually, no, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here for the music.
Yeah. Mm.
And she says she was so tempted, and she's so upset with herself because she was tempted.
Oh, yeah.
Because they literally have the exact thing you've been dreaming about for many
years.
They're
literally holding the key.
And they're saying, you can have this. All you have to do is just one thing.
And it's
so sad.
One
thing, one night. One thing.
Yeah. It's like the devil.
It is, because that's exactly like the problem is when the offer comes, it doesn't come as a blatant black and white offer, right?
Uh-huh.
It's not like, oh, sign this contract and then I'm going to sign a contract and we'll just exchange it.
Yeah.
It comes so slick. Mm-hmm. They are so slick about it. It's not like from out there. They do it. They work it in. Like this girl who was invited to the house and being like, oh, he wants to listen to my music. And people are like, how can you be so naive?
Yeah.
But it can go two ways. So you can either be like, no. And they can say, I wasn't trying to pull that move. What are you saying?
Yeah.
Are you trying to make me look like the bad guy?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, this chick's just lying about me.
Oh, yeah.
Or it can go the other way where it's like, a lot of bad words are said and you're like, come on, you can literally just have this. I'm the gatekeeper. Come on, take it.
And sometimes if you say no, because this is what I found, when you reject certain people, your career takes a lot longer to get started.
Well, that's what she said.
And like stop.
No, they will block it. Like, and you know what I've come to realize in life? Like all the people that have tried to block me, they were just postponing. They were not... Like, my life is still moving forward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just
no
got
one
postponed.
But no one can postpone your purpose.
That's it.
In fact, no one can block your purpose.
They can just postpone it.
If anything, even if they... But the thing is, I think your purpose happens and your success happens at the right time.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
So all it is basically they were actually reassuring you that you are worth taking a chance on yourself instead of falling for all this bullshit along the way. So maybe that they... were making you stronger. They were helping you along the way.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm. Yeah, because you got to work a lot harder if you're not going to take those easy routes.
Mm.
And I think that when you do work a lot harder, you are way better of a businesswoman or a businessman because you know the steps that it takes and you can do it yourself. You don't need to pay someone, but it's a lot easier if you pay someone.
Always.
But, you know, you learn every single step along the way, and with that kind of knowledge, no one can actually stop you.
Oh, I love that.
Speaking of that, you know, your music, what we just heard right now, how long has it taken you to get to that point where you're making this kind of music?
Well, I think I started writing at 16, and the first song I wrote was Battleships, which is the song that got me into the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't been doing it for long. It's probably been about 4 or 5 years that I've been really focused on music.
Yeah.
But, you know, I haven't made it yet. I'm still working super hard in order to get to where I want, because I've got dreams and goals that are way bigger than, you know, I can even imagine.
But here's the thing. You never really make it. Even if you win that Grammy, you're still... You have to be still searching for more.
You bring out new products every single time, and that product has to be better than the one you served before.
Yes.
And if it's not, then you're like, okay, starting from ground one, let's do this.
But tell us about your journey, because a lot of young people might want to take the shortcut. And the shortcut might be even entering these competitions that are out there that promise to make you a star immediately if you just win, like Idols or The Voice. You didn't go that route. You went direct. You went into the industry and you worked at it. Mm. What did you do?
I got a great team behind me. I think that's the biggest thing at the end of the day. It's all teamwork and having people that really care about what you're trying to create. Because at the end of the day, if someone doesn't believe in what you're putting out, then they're not going to put in the work, and then it's not going to be successful.
Yeah. Mm.
So for me, it was having a great team that really got what I was trying to create.
How did you get that team?
I'll be honest, church.
All right.
So many different people go to church. And I built my team from that kind of mingling around, networking, and then I got to meet other great people, because I don't know if you guys know Connell Cruz.
He
actually went to my church, so I met a few people through him. And I don't know, go to a good church, guys.
Find a great church.
I'm like, where do you go to church? I need to mingle.
Where do you go to church?
Grace Point, so that's where I go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now you're 16 years old, you're writing your first song, you haven't got the team just yet. Right. What happens after you write the song? I mean, you're sitting there in your bedroom, you're writing this amazing song. Do you play?
Yeah, I play piano and guitar, but I write on piano. I think the step you got to take is this good enough? I mean, you have to have quality control.
Oh, yeah.
You ask the people that you really trust their opinions. And then you got to find some way to get into the studio, whether it's trying to get people to fund money, bartering and doing favors for people, you know. There's a lot of ways to do it if you don't have the money.
What kind of favors?
You got good favors.
Yeah, what kind of good favors
like
are these?
Like you
though?
Perform for you're free or well, like how does it work?
You know, it goes. There's so many different things you can do. You can offer being an intern for a while. You can. A lot of the time, they can own the masters, so you won't get the sales or the money from the sales necessarily.
Oh.
But at least you're getting yourself out there. You know, there's a lot of ways around it. That's how record labels actually work. You don't own those rights a lot of the time when you're starting out.
Yeah.
So you're actually doing them a favor. They're getting all the money.
Yeah.
But there's so many different ways to do it, and I think you got to find the way that suits you the most. I was lucky, and I used my university money that was supposed to go to university, and I used that for my first EP.
Okay, so that's the way I did it.
I didn't go to university.
You were in the front of that fees must fall, because you were like, I need the fees to fall.
Yeah, I guess. But that doesn't mean that I don't want to study as well, as long as that's super clear.
Yeah.
But you have great insight into the music business. So did you already start researching it at around 16 to see like how exactly do I do this thing?
I went to a lot of conventions. I read up as much as possible. I read a whole lot of books about the South African industry, about the US industry. I had great mentors. So I think that's also something people can look into, is getting a really great mentor who knows what they're talking about and really care about bringing up the youth and the music industry through the youth. So that's really important to have someone who you can get good advice from, because there's so many people who are snakes out there.
Yeah.
And when you got that bad advice, you're going to make so many mistakes, and it's just going to take a little bit longer. But at the end of the day, nothing will stop you from achieving your dreams as long as you persevere. I mean, so when I started singing at the age of 10, I sucked. My sister was a natural born singer. I had to work really hard. And I did a whole lot of competitions when I was younger, and I would never win anything.
Yeah.
Until I started working at it. And I was like, do you know what? I'm actually going to make sure that one day I get to a point where people say, okay, you're good. And then eventually, once you start achieving those goals, you start realizing the potential that you have, and you can just keep increasing it.
What are some of those things that you did? Because, you know, I think there's this a young person out there who believes in themselves, wants to get to where you got to, but doesn't know what exactly the work. What do I do? Where do I go first?
I think you got to be very clear about what your vision is. Do you want to be a rap artist who talks about money and, you know, those kind of things? Or do you want to be someone who wants to inspire people? Because both have their place in the world. Let's be honest. Like, you can't not have someone rapping about that stuff. Because
sometimes it's just fun.
Sometimes it's fun.
Yeah.
Like the song we were jamming to just now. It was super fun.
Yeah.
And then you got to be really clear on making every single step that you take being a step to achieve that goal. Other things is make sure you're really good at what you do. You know, you get the Britney Spears out there who can't sing but look great. And there's a space for that, but they have a lot of money and people behind them. If you're trying to make it by yourself, you've got to make sure that you are good. And if someone said, can you sing this huge song, you're able to do that because you know you've practiced enough and you've put in the time and the effort. Because people, like, you don't get talented. You aren't really born talented. You have to work at it. Because the people who get it easily generally don't make it because they don't know what it takes to actually keep it.
Yeah, that is so true.
But here's the thing. I think my direct question is, did you go for voice training and work? Because I remember being a youth and thinking, I want to sing, and forcing my parents to take me to the voice clinic, right? And they paid all this money and they just taught me how to breathe. And I was like, that's not what
But you've got to connect as well, right? Because at school, I mean, if you're doing a math lesson and you don't connect with the teacher, you're going to fail.
Oh, 100%.
That's just how it is. And people aren't born stupid either. You just need to find the right person to click with. So maybe that was the problem there. But you can learn to sing. Anyone can actually learn to sing, which is super cool because it's holding a note and you can talk. So
I'm going. Yeah.
Both of us, because this year's Christmas Carol are not going to go the way they have been going these past few years.
We were the most entertaining act.
I want to be invited to the next one.
Oh, 100%. I think you should be, actually. I'm going to put in a good word. I think that would be incredible, right?
That would be amazing.
If you're willing to be there, I think even Gareth is here, so I think he would love it.
You heard it.
Yeah.
He's saying yes. But here's the thing, right? You're also, not only are you a good writer, but you also play in, you know, piano and guitar. How long have you been doing that for?
I've been playing piano, so that's what I started with musically at the age, I think, 8. But it was super boring. And so I'm not that great at it because I didn't practice very hard. And then I started guitar because I wanted to do more live gigs. And lugging around a keyboard is not always fun.
So,
you know what they say about keyboard players? Like, who is the guy who's always, the least talented guy who's always walking around with the band?
Oh, is that the keyboard player?
That was me for a while. I tried, but it was tough. Because you learn these classical tunes, right? Yeah. And you do these finger exercises, which are really important.
They are important.
But if someone would just explain to you at 8, 9, that we're going to get to the really cool stuff in about 2 years, but you have to get through
the basics.
The basics, right?
And that's really hard as a kid to understand, hey? Yeah. Even if someone said that to you, you'd be like, but 2 years is so long.
Yes! You know how long it's going to... I'll be an old man by then.
In 2 years, I'll be like 10. I'll be over the hill.
But Ash, you know what I'm getting from your interview here? It's you've got a very good business mind about music. You're not naive to what it takes to achieve the musical success, which I find is very rare in anyone in the entertainment business, actually. So was that like from your parents, or was that just who you are as a person, that you just get a full understanding of your industry?
I think it's a mix of that, as well as the fact that now in the music industry, you can't actually just be about music. You have to have a brand behind you. Because I think it's come to a point where you're like, oh, the person I'm following is releasing a song, rather than that artist's music is amazing. You know, a lot of the time that's how it goes. Not for everyone, but for a lot of the world, especially, I want to say, other territories like the US and Europe. So you kind of have to have a business mindset. Otherwise, you're not going to make money. And I'm not one of the creatives to say, oh, I don't need money.
I do it for the love.
I'm sorry. I want to be successful in life. And in order to have a successful life, you need money in order to keep paying for the product you're trying to create.
100%.
And, you know, if you want to make money, you got to know how to handle your money and how to get the money and how to make something that's worth the money that you want.
That is incredible.
Here's another thing. You're going to the States. You're about to go there to record some more work and that sort of thing. Why do you feel that you need to go to America to record more of your stuff when already your stuff sounds pretty good? Is there something there that you couldn't really get here?
So to be honest, I actually want to expand my audience, and I want to do a few shows there. So I want to open myself up to more people. And I recently got signed to a management kind of deal there. So that's actually why I'm going over there. Okay. And that's why I've got the opportunity to go record there, because they've also got a studio there. I'm still figuring out myself as well. So I want to work with different people. I'm not leaving South Africa by any means. Yeah. I mean, this is my home. This is where I've grown up. This is where I've, you know, become this artist. So I never want to leave that. It's just about growing even more and also experiencing life. I mean, I'm young. Yeah. I've got the opportunity. Yeah. Why not?
But do you think we have the talent in this country? We have the technology to be able to produce world-class hits?
I definitely do. I think we have the talent. However, our skill levels are not good because we're quite a... We like to cut corners as a country sometimes.
Okay, yeah. I agree with you.
We'll have one person...
Television industry.
Yeah, yeah. And one person could do five different things rather than being specialized in what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So if everybody was specialized, the product would be fantastic. But if you're having one person do five people's jobs,
yeah,
you're not going to get that quality.
Yeah.
Because it's just... It's impossible. It becomes impossible and it's going to take too long to get that done. So I think we definitely have the talent. I think we just need to use it better and find ways to use it better. So our skill sets aren't always... I don't want to say international standard, but of a high standard.
Okay. I love that. I think let's go into Finding Home, your next song,
mm-hmm.
and then continue after.
Yeah, take a listen to how amazing the sound on this is and how amazing Ash is on this.
Feels like I'm losing grace, every day saving face. I'm trying to not lose faith. Why do I have this fear of throwing away the shame? I don't know. My heart's picking a fight. My mind won't take its side. My body's shutting down. I am the one to blame. I need to change these ways. This I know. How do I move on? How can I breathe again? Strength to walk away. With only me here, how can I say? I'll try to lose the winter in my soul. I'll try to be a little more than what I've known. To say goodbye, 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 and give the wind the doubt that's been holding me. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. I've watched you walk this road, drowning in your self-hate, ashamed to show your face.
That's an amazing track. You got this Lord thing going on there. I have to tell you, do people compare you to Lord from
time to time? I mean, like, maybe. Probably more other artists, but, you know, I've gotten that once or twice.
Okay, which other artists?
I don't want to say it, but, like, Adele, apparently.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
Because, I mean, that's a huge artist to be compared to.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
know.
A lot to live up to.
It is. That I think that's the biggest thing. Can I live up to it? And, like, people like Sia, and then a lot of older artists, like... I can't remember them right now. That probably just shows
it's because of the soul.
But some
it's
older
the
artists.
Wisdom of it. Yeah.
What's the song about? Finding Home. It's a very deep track for me. It's at your age, like, you know. And I'm not saying that because you're young, you shouldn't have these deep thoughts. Be deep. But I certainly wasn't that deep at that age. I was just trying to play basketball.
You're the first person to say, I'm not trying to say it because young people can't have deep thoughts.
Yeah.
I love that so much. Thank you for saying that.
Well, you know, but you do have very deep thoughts, clearly. And here's this beautiful, amazing, both your tracks, all your tracks, in fact. You seem to have a lot to say to the world. What did you want to say with this particular one?
I found myself in a place where... I was with the charity and they asked to write a song as a collaboration for their album. And we decided to write about sometimes when you got all these insecurities holding you back from being that best version of yourself.
Mm.
And you feel almost comfortable in those insecurities because would I be comfortable without them? Because that's all I know. Mm. And sometimes it just takes letting them go and realizing you're not the only person going through all of this.
Mm.
And that you've got people around you. For me, I've also got God around me who can make me feel like it's a safe space to let go of those insecurities, to be the best person. And that's really hard. It's something you're always going to keep working at. So that's what the song is about. And in relation to the charity RADA, it's about letting go of those habits that probably hold you back or the situations you've experienced.
Yeah. I love it.
I mean, you spoke about your relationship with God. How important is that in a career like what you're trying to embark on? Your close relationship with a higher power, with a God figure, with anything outside of yourself?
I think it's super important because you've got to know that you're not just living for yourself on this earth. And for me, it's God has created this purpose for me and I'm just trying to achieve it every single day. I'm not just living life. I've got a huge goal that I'm always going towards, and it's not to actually be successful, it's to touch people and help them with them helping me at the same time, because I wouldn't be doing this without knowing that there's people to touch. But having that relationship is so, so important, because I mean, I could literally be that girl showing off my entire body on Instagram trying to get as many followers as possible.
No, I mean, trying to get someone to listen to your song that way, and it's got nothing to do with your music, and then it's a contradiction.
Right?
Like, why am I
all this soulful music with all this nakedness?
Yes.
And why did you do that?
Exactly. And I've had people actually question a few things that I've posted, and I'm like, actually, you know what? You're right. I shouldn't have posted that. Nothing to do with naked selfies.
No. But at the same like time, that. Though, I think you should also remember that you're still young.
Yeah.
And you are going to make mistakes anyway. That's par for the course.
Of course.
But don't be too hard on yourself. Live your life. Be yourself. Be who you are. Because that will guide you in the right way. You know, whatever mistake you make, I don't think it'll be that hectic. But don't ever feel like you can't. Because then how do you know what a mistake is, your boundaries, if you don't try?
Push them, yeah.
Well, the biggest thing I think I've been told is that mistakes, the more mistakes you make, the more successful you become. 100%. Which is really cool. So that you, when you make a mistake, you're like, okay, dust yourself off. Let's get back, because now you've learned something.
Yeah, you know what? You learn more through pain than you do through success. So,
and I think that's where like a lot of my songs actually come from, is being either annoyed at the world or hurt by people and figuring a way to try and motivate myself to be lifted up again. And hopefully that helps other people as well.
Okay, but what is the craziest thing you've posted on
social media?
The craziest thing.
The thing that made people go, stop it, don't do that.
Yeah, so I thought it would get a lot of likes, right?
Yeah.
And it was just like, you could see the silhouette of my body. I was wearing a bodysuit. So like a full costume kind of vibe.
Yes.
But like, you can see, I've got an ass, guys. So I thought, you know, it'll get a few likes. I really like the picture.
Yeah.
It hardly got any likes. And I think it's because people are like, Ashlyn, are you about that life? Are you about showing off your body?
I just because your followers,
yes.
This is so awkward.
No, but your followers are so not accustomed to that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're like, ooh.
I mean, if you go look at my my pictures, there's nothing really like that a lot of the time.
That's the thing, right? As a woman, sometimes you look at a picture, you know it's a little racy, but you like it and you post it.
And there's nothing
and
wrong
then,
with it.
No, but then you look at it and then you're like, ooh. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
But at the same time, you know, I would show my family that picture and be like, guys, look what I got. Look at my asses.
Yes.
So, you know, there's a balance. And I don't 100%. Think that was over the line. I just think people were like, okay.
Don't feel bad about it. I mean, I've posted myself with my shirt off. I
all
didn't
the
get
time.
Any likes.
You were like a hoe for topless selfies.
And then I actually had to paint a six pack on my body with a crayon. And I'm okay with that. Yeah, it was Sid. And Sid was cool with it, you know, because it was a bit of competition.
He had to paint it as well. So
yeah,
it's
he,
not a
he
problem.
He probably painted his too. I don't, you know.
Guys are going to paint one,
oh
so
my
I'm
gosh.
With you on that one.
No, but Ash, what is one thing you would leave people with? Just one message that you maybe love your life by, or that keeps you motivated, or anything like that?
I think just remember you got a purpose and you got to live passionately towards that purpose. You're not here for just a random reason, and you got to make something of yourself, because it's important to make yourself feel like you're doing something to help the world rather than just living in it. Yeah, I think
you are
I think that's it.
You are beyond wise.
We're going to play out with 19 again, because
that's a beautiful
one of my
song.
Favorites. Before we do though, what was the song about, so that people can like really get into it? When you wrote it, what was going on in your head?
I didn't want to turn 19 years old, so it was before I turned 19, and I kind of felt like it was insignificant, and society hadn't attached this milestone to it, so I kind of thought, oh, it's going to be such a useless year.
It's such a weird year.
It is a weird year, because you're
19,
like,
so
I've got to go to university, I've got to learn something, what am I doing with my life?
Yes.
Yet I'm still a teenager, and no one's treating me like an adult. It's a weird, weird thing to go through.
Yeah.
So then I decided I was going to make the year the most that I could make the most of the year that was ahead and I could achieve as much as possible. And that's what I did. It's one of my favorite years so far living.
Wow, right. It's one of the best songs I've heard. So, yay.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, Ashlyn Gray.
What a name, Ashlyn Gray.
And just tell people where they're going to find you. You're going to be at the Good Luck Bar. What's the date?
It's going to be on the 12th of October, but you guys can just follow me on social media at Ashlyn Gray, I-double-N, and then Gray with an A.
Great.
And your songs are on iTunes, right?
Yeah. You can go download, also streaming.
Yeah, Google Play.
It's everywhere.
That sort of thing. All right.
Yay. Bye, guys.
We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.